"You will release me," she said, coming to a halt 2 paces from him, "or suffer the consequences."
He laughed.
"What possible consequences can you threaten me with? Don't tell me this pathetic Jedi has turned you."
He raised his lightsaber and adopted a ready pose.
"I will kill both of you before you take a single step toward me."
Master Satil drew her blade in response, and Shigar wished he hadn't lost his. But Eldon Axe didn't move.
"I've not been turned," she said. "I've simply realized how I have been used. My anger was constantly directed outward, at my mother and Dal Striver, or inward at myself. The person I should have been most angry at was standing right beside me. My teacher. My master. You."
Darth Kratos grinned like a skull.
"Anger leads to hate," he said. "Hate leads to power. See how well I have taught you."
"You have indeed taught me well. And so I release myself from your service, my lord, knowing that you never would."
A growing sound from behind her caught Darth Kratos' attention. The hexes were rising up in an enormous swell and flowing out of the lake. Dripping blood-like fluid, they came en masse for the huddle standing on the crater's edge. Lorin took Shigar's arm and pulled him well out of the way. Master Satil joined them. Only Axe and her master stood before the ghastly tide. Lightning flashed. Darth Kratos' lightsaber stabbed and cut. But there were too many of them for one man, even a Sith Lord, to hold them back. Axe did nothing as the swell enveloped them both.
"What's going on?"
asked Lorin. Over the noise of the hexes, Master Satil replied,
"I think our young friend has discovered who she really wants to be."
"And who is that?"
Shigar asked. With a high-pitched whine, a shuttle swooped low overhead. Master Satil looked up as the craft came around to land. It displayed Republic insignia and was closely tailed by an Imperial counterpart. They touched down on either side of the tentacle of hexes that had lunged out of the lake. A junior officer of the Republic jogged from the craft that had landed near them and saluted Lorin. Keeping one eye closely on the swarm of hexes that had engulfed Axe and Darth Kratos, the Adarian spoke breathlessly.
"We picked up the fringes of an Imperial transmission calling for an emergency evac and followed it down. Is everyone all right?"
"For the moment," said Master Satil, guiding him away. "What's the situation in orbit?"
"It's hard to explain. Our comms went haywire for a while, and now all our databanks have been wiped."
"By who?"
"I don't know, sir. Captain Pippoliti will fill in you and Director V.E. when I get you back to orbit."
"Ula made it too?"
asked Lorin.
"We have him aboard right now,"
he said.
"Found him drifting in a capsule, hollering for help, and picked him up on the way down. Won't explain how he got there, but he seems healthy enough."
"That's good," Lorin said. "I'm glad he's okay."
Shigar glanced at the shuttle. Was that the envoy's face he could see peering out of viewport? He couldn't tell.
"About the hexes,"
the young officer ventured, glancing back over his shoulder.
"I mean, is it over?"
"I don't think so," said Master Satil. "Not quite."